This is After Hours Programming on HRN. The views and opinions of this show do not reflect those of HeritageRadioNetwork.com, Heritage Foods USA, or any of our sponsors. Again, this is After Hours Programming on HRN. Fresh out of the Ableton session not too many hours ago. That's a Knife Show remix of Jesse Boykins's Before the Night Is Through. It's Full Service Radio every Wednesday here on HeritageRadioNetwork.com from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And this week I have Obey City in the house. What's good, man?
Holla. How's it going, man?
Astronautico. Is that it?
Yeah. And let me actually clarify one thing.
Yeah.
Common misconception. My name is pronounced Obesity.
Wow.
It's spelled like obey, though, so I can understand why people, you know. It's,
wow. It's, you know, it makes a lot more sense, though.
if you say it all out, Obesity.
Obesity.
Makes That's what's sense, up. Because the beats are fat.
And he's not. Listeners out
Obese.
There. This is radio. Not fat at all. We also have Kuhn in the building, who is, as I understand, another member of the crew.
That's correct.
Word. So what is Astronautica? How did it come about? Who's a part of this?
Well, basically, at this point, it's like sort of a blog, a collective, and kind of a record label. We're trying to start it up as that. But it originated as a radio station, a show, actually, that my friend, the third member who's not here, Paolo, a.k.a. Paul Jones, he had a radio show up in Montreal. It was called Astronautica. Then he started putting the podcasts up on a blog and kind of just developed from there. Just like,
but you're from Boston.
Well, we're all from actually Long Island originally. Okay. Me and Ben went to school in Boston, and he went to school up in Montreal. So
awesome.
We just kind of kept in touch. And after,
very cool. Well, the EP did not come out so long ago.
No.
The EP is fire. So I'm excited to hear the set. Hopefully hear some cuts from that, and then we'll chop it up after the set, talk a little bit more about some of the releases you have coming out, the EP, what that was like, any
Word.
Parties or whatever, but let's get right into the set. This is Obesity, forgive me.
Thank you.
Again, on Full Service Radio, you can find us in iTunes, if that's easier for you. Search Full Service Radio or search Heritage Radio Network. And again, we're here every Wednesday, 6 to 7:30 on heritageradionetwork.com, and we're at Roberta's, so come through to Roberta's, hang out, eat some pizza with us. Again, Obesity about to get behind the decks. We'll be back in about an hour.
spot. And you cruise to the cruise to connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like, wah, wah. Baby, move your butt, 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 I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like, wah, wah. All night long. Let me see that thong. Baby, that thong, 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 thong.
Thank you. two shots or whatever. It's like terroir, trying to pull myself together. I could probably do better, but probably is like never. I'm a pimp under pressure, leave my money on the dresser. Goons in this bitch, leave a nigga on the stretcher. Yeah. It's all there, papa, you ain't even gotta measure. Laughing at how all my old bitches look jealous. Well, what goes around comes around, propellers. Money over bitches, MOB, good fellas. Yeah. Cut our ears off, ain't shit you could tell us. Write your name on the bullet, that's a fucking love letter. If I ain't a trending topic, I'm a fucking trendsetter. I'm on two shots or whatever. Two shots or whatever. Man, it's like tug of war. Trying to pull myself together. I could probably do better. But probably it's like never. I'm a pimp under pressure. Leave my money on the dresser. If you're scared, go to church, Mason better. Sometimes the paper chase could be like chasing a leopard. The pussy wetter, wetter than it's ever been. But she gon' probably try to cross the line like a Mexican. I ain't on that bullshit. Shouted fine as fuck though. Now she kiss me on my neck. I hope she ain't cutthroat. Cut down on the serve, cause it made me fuck slow. Shoot so many times, I'ma choke off the gun smoke. Life, death, love, hate, pleasure, pain. Pay me no mind, but I don't have change. I cock back and aim at your membrane. Broad day, no mask, close range. You can get two shots from wherever, two shots from whoever. It'd be like a puzzle trying to put you back together. I should probably do better, but probably whatever. Bullshit is thinking up the place. Me no dick by the me, I done the place. Can't let these bitch niggas slide and touch base. I make her come so many times, call a nutcase. It's young money, baby. Take your clothes off. Give me them three hoes. All in ball. Two shots or whatever. Keep them bitches coming. Cause she gon' do whatever. Two shots or whatever. Two shots or whatever.
Vibes in the studio right now. Full Service Radio, Brooklyn, what's good? You have just been listening to the sounds of Obesity for the past hour or so. Fuego, thank you, sir.
Word, man. Woo! I had a blast. Thanks.
A lot of good gems in there. A lot of those were original.
Yeah, I tried to play like at least five or so, I think, originals.
What was the last track?
That was the title track off of Melted Magic, the EP that I just put out.
Very, very, very nice. I didn't even recognize that when you dropped it, man, but a lot of gems in that set right there.
Thank you.
So, how did you start making music? I want to talk a little bit about that because your boy Kuhn is here and he was saying you guys used to be in a band or something like that back when. And
So I learned music on the bass. I played in the orchestra in school and then I tried out electric bass because I wanted to be in like rock bands and all that. And so I don't know, I guess we just met and Ben played drums, I played bass. Third member of Astronautico played keyboards, and so we just jammed around in this goofy funk band for a little while. And
it's then, called Groove Gravy.
Yeah.
Groove Gravy?
That's an important note. Well,
I didn't want to actually tell
anybody. Cats out of the bag, folks. Groove Gravy.
Nominated for worst band name of all time.
I don't know about that. I like Groove Gravy. You could call a track Groove Gravy at this point.
Yeah, maybe I should.
You should.
Just remix some old laptop recordings.
So you guys went all out. You did shows. You had recordings and everything?
Yeah, I mean, not really recordings. We would just like set up Ben's laptop in the middle of the room and just play.
Fair enough.
And in terms of shows, we rocked the Huntington High School auditorium.
So yeah.
Huntington, what up?
Quite a few times, actually.
Long Island's in the fucking building tonight, too. I have to say that. I myself am from Long Island. West Babylon, what up?
Strong Island.
Yeah.
Huntington. 11743.
It's not often that I'm proud of Long Island, but right now. 6-3. So, I mean, how do you see that transition from the whole band mentality, musician mentality, into using a computer and making music?
It's definitely, I mean, it's way different. When I got to college, I had my laptop with GarageBand, obviously, like everyone, so that's how I got my start, just making beats. And then I don't know, I was doing them sort of like for fun at first because I still wanted to play like in bands, but it just kind of grew from like a hobby into like a full-blown thing.
Do you play live bass on any tracks?
I have actually been recently. There's an Aaliyah remix I did that I play a little slap bass because I was trying to get that funk sound in there, but not as much as I would like to, but I'm trying to incorporate it back into my shit. So
your ideal gig, I guess, right now with the tracks you're making, do you prefer more of a performance kind of thing to a DJ gig?
Yeah, I guess I'm sort of like inept in both situations at the moment. Because like I'm not really a great DJ, but you know, and I don't have like a real nice Ableton setup yet. So I'm still trying to work on that. But you should still book me.
Strongly disagree.
I've seen this guy do an Ableton set and now a DJ set, and I have to disagree on both fronts.
Strongly disagree.
Well, not to mention the tracks are great, and we've got plenty of DJs here who don't make any tracks, and we don't need any more of those.
Yeah. Word. Well, yeah, it's fun playing out my stuff, though. Definitely, like, hearing it on proper sound systems and stuff is a blast.
Absolutely. So how did the EP come along? Was this your first major project? As Obesity?
Pretty much, yeah. I've been making tracks in like five years now, so I have like so much stuff in the vault that I never released. Nothing that I felt like was appropriate for that moniker. And then those tracks are about a year old, but I just finally decided that like I had four that I
thought, whole EP is about a year old?
Yeah.
It's ahead of its time, man.
Thanks, dude.
A lot of future sounds in there. And does it feel good to finally get something out as Obesity?
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of weight off your shoulders, I guess.
Totally. Now I have all these other things that now I have to just figure out when the right time to push them is. But
word. So what are the future plans then for, I guess, both yourself and Astronautico?
Well, as far as Astronautico is concerned, we have a release, our first non-Astronautico like release, sort of. I mean, within the family. This is a dude who's from Baltimore named House. It's like them. Some really dark, cool, juke-influenced stuff. Ambient and like all 160 stuff. And so we're putting that out on the 12th. And
next Monday, yeah.
Yeah, and then the month after that, we have this really dope kid out of upstate New York named Raja, who formerly known as Infinity Rock, who is like retarded as far as in every sense of the word. And so we're going to probably drop his thing. And then, I don't know, I guess what we've been actually trying to do is do a big compilation at the end of the year. I don't know if it will be this year or early next year, but all of our, like, kind of friends and producers that we know, we're gonna try to get on a big like compilation.
That's what's up. How are these being released? Is it free online, or are you being distributed by any?
Just at this point, just Bandcamp free.
Cool. That's where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, who knows the future? We might try to link up with some distributors, but yeah. And then I also have some remixes that I've been working on, including one from this guy over here,
which I think we may hear a little bit later.
Yeah, I'm going to play that for you guys at the end here.
Awesome. So if someone wants to send you music for the label or find out more about the label, they can find it on Bandcamp?
Yeah, well, we have a website. It's just www.astronautico.com.
And, like Space Ocean.
Space Ocean, yeah.
Astronautico.
And then we have a, you know, from there you can find all the other links, the Bandcamp and Facebook.
And your music as well.
Yeah, my music is mostly on SoundCloud now. If you go to SoundCloud and search OB City.
There's a releases page on Astronautica got all our releases.
Yeah, it's all up for free still. At least my EP is. I don't know about the other stuff.
Well, man, I'm excited to see what comes of the label. Excited to see where the next few years take you, man. Very, very good stuff.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You for listening. Nico, what up if you're still out there?
What up, Nico?
Got to shout out Jason Scott as well, who I met you through Jason Scott. That's seems like true. I meet everybody through Jason Scott.
He knows everybody.
That's the man right there. This Friday is Full Service the Party, not the radio show, the in-life real party version of this. At Tandem, we've got K Mills, Lil Internet, Dark Woo. And Stormy.
Woo. Oh, God.
Chaz Van Queen. Velissa, yo.
Oh, my God.
Knife Show. I know. It's going to be hard to fit everybody, but we're going to make it happen. So we'll see you guys there. That's fullserviceparty.com for the details on that. Once again, we're here every Wednesday, 6 to 7:30 p.m., and if you're listening on heritageradionetwork.com, search for us on iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, make your life easy. Word. You've been listening to Obesity, and what are you going to close the show with?
I'm going to play this remix I did of Ben Kuhn, a.k.a. Kuhn, this dude sitting across from me. he's got a release coming out via Civil Music, this UK label.
No doubt.
They're pretty cool. And I don't know the actual date, but this is going to be like a free EP release to like give out right before the album drops. So
very cool. I like free music. So this one's going out to the table of girls right here.
Holler.
Cheers.
Full Service Radio. We'll see you guys next week. We got Narcisse. This has been Jack Inslee. Peace. Thank you.